This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We kick off hour number two of the program. Going to get to the phone lines. 865-546-8200 is the number to join the program.
Real quick, Houston was talking on the other side. Did not factor in. You're saying get rid of non-conference games altogether?
I was more joking. But no, you wouldn't have to.
If you play each team twice. I don't see how
that's six games. Then you play one team from all the other three divisions. Then you have three games left. So that's nine games, and you go three out of conference.
It's not a good way to determine a champion by any means. I mean, you could just have.
No, that only makes sense if you then have an SEC playoff where, like, six teams make it out of the 16.
Right, yeah.
The four pod winners and the two wild cards.
I was making a joke.
And then you
your
tell
NFL
the Big
model.
Ten that you're not playing them ever again, ever. Not even for the championship. So poor Ohio State rolls through the Big Ten. They're undefeated, and they're looking around like, okay, guys, we're ready for the playoff. And the SEC's like, no, man, we're having our playoff over here. Yeah, but we're going to crown a national champion, right? No, there's no more national champions. It's just SEC champs.
We're going to have multiple teams claiming national championships each year. we're moving forward by actually going backwards.
Going
it's
back.
Great.
It's great. Oh, man.
Dan says the pod idea is stupid. Keep East and West, eight teams each.
Why?
No.
What does East and West accomplish?
Like people are familiar with it. It's kind of like the
people
are scared of change. You're going
to play seven games against the East teams every year and then like play hardly any West teams every year?
You mean kind of like we do now? Just one extra game?
Yeah, it's dumb how they have it now.
Yeah, it's stupid. It needs to be fixed.
People just are like, I'm used to this, so it's fine.
I mean, you just have to completely redo the divisions if you did it that
way. The one site did it with the 14 teams where you play three teams every year. I think Tennessee got Vanderbilt, Florida.
Kentucky?
And Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was right.
I think that's right.
And you got to play every team in the conference once every 4 years. So if a kid stayed 4 years, he got to play every team. It works. You could do that same structure with 16. Obviously, you wouldn't play every team that much, but it'd be close. Let's go to the phone lines and grab Phil and get his thoughts. What's up, Phil? You're on 3 and Out.
What do you say, Joe?
Whew. A lot to get into this morning, Philly.
Yeah, I got my head spinning, you know?
Yeah, me too.
All honesty, though, if we quit beat by Alabama every year, it'd be a positive.
This is true. At least not have to play him every year.
Last thing you say about playing here, I mean, I can take a loss to Florida more than I can in Alabama because Alabama streak's just, going on, going and going and going.
Well, there's that too, but it's like, I also just want to play a game like where I know going into it, like, it might be within 20 points. Like, it's literally a waste of a weekend for me. Like, I come in here, do VR, and just knowing, like, it's not even going to be a game. Like, let's see if we can at least score on the first possession and that anything happens after that. But, no, it's usually like, all right, Alabama's going to beat us by three or four touchdowns, if not more.
You're ranking the SEC teams, if you included Texas and Oklahoma, and you had LSU above Tennessee. I'd say the reason is because since 2001, when they beat us, they replaced us and – SEC mm-hmm. pecking order.
Yep. Shouts out Nick Saban.
And then you look at it, where do you have Texas A&M in this?
Kind of ranked?
Or? I mean, how would you rank them in the pecking order of the SEC teams?
We had them kind of like an Auburn. So like after Florida and Georgia. And LSU.
Yeah, I can see that because they've never done anything. They had Bear Bryant, couldn't do anything.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Auburn has one national title. I had Auburn one spot ahead of A&M.
And poor old Tennessee got worse at the wrong time when they started expanding conferences. Is when Tennessee brought Missouri in here and Texas A&M, that's when Tennessee decided, let's destroy our football program.
You're not wrong. I mean, literally the worst time to get bad is when we got bad. And it seems like every move since then, Philly has made it a little bit tougher to be good again.
Yeah. And then you have our self-imposed probation on ourselves, which it's amazing. It's, you know, crazy.
Think about it this way, Philly. I just slotted the top two teams in each division. I think these make a lot of sense. Might mess up the bottom, but that's okay. So we got division. We'll just call it Division One for now. First division, Alabama and Auburn together. Second division, Oklahoma and Texas together. Third division, Florida and Georgia together. And the fourth division, LSU and Texas A&M together.
Hmm.
But basically, Tennessee has fallen out of the top eight as you kind of project the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go back 20 years, you're ahead of, you know, probably half those teams.
All of them, maybe. Go back 20 years.
Historically, up until, 2000, Tennessee probably was the second best football program behind Alabama in SEC history.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not now. And we're kind of heading towards the middle of the pack or worse.
Nah, we're not heading there.
Yeah, at this point, we're clawing to get back into the middle of the pack.
The only positive out of all this is our basketball program is not in bad shape and it can compete with all this expansion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I am curious.
And I know this is a football conversation, but this does, I mean, it would impact all the other sports too.
I mean, there's a way they could keep it. If football kind of breaks off, they could keep the conferences the same outside of football.
Oh, they're going. They'll include basketball.
I mean, if Texas leaves the Big 12, they're not going to say, "Oh, yeah, but you can still play the Big 12 schedule." Like they wouldn't do that. Big 12 would say, "Nope, see you. You're in the SEC now." I do wonder if this is
basketball. The basketball scheduling could be completely different.
Yeah,
than football.
Yeah. I do wonder if this is a little bit of a hasty move by Texas and Oklahoma. Like we've been talking about like the Power 65 breaking away from the NCAA, and then at that point, I don't even know if conferences really matter. Like this might be a good idea. I just wonder if in 10 years we're looking at this like, well, that was unnecessary.
Man, we're going big boy football. That's what it looks like, and I'd say the Big Ten is going to expand some more too.
Well, I think this would be the domino to fall. Not necessarily like 10 years, you look back and you're like, oh, this was unnecessary. Like, it was getting there. It's like, you kind of have to have these moves happen along the way to eventually get you to that point.
Well, only the stronger ones survive. And, I mean, one Tennessee does have, they got a lot of money. And they blow it and know what they're doing with it. But
they do have it. They can get it.
Tennessee's one of the top 20 in the country, probably, in all athletic budgets and got money, but they just squander it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
A lot of buyouts to pay.
But guys, y'all got my I don't know, Oklahoma, and I would like to see Tennessee and Texas play.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be a great rivalry. The original UT versus the new UT. Very cool.
Bring it on. I'm for it. I don't know if it needs to be a necessarily an every year thing, but if it was, that'd be fun.
All right, guys.
All right, Philly. Appreciate it, buddy. You got that hammered out over there, Nate?
Almost. I'm struggling with the top two teams are easy, and I've already slotted Tennessee. I'll let you know where that is in a second. Who's on the phone?
We got Matt.
Matt, you're up next on Three and Out. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? I'll be quick. This is crazy, man.
Take your time, buddy. What's crazy?
I mean, just talking about this, the possibility of it happening.
Are you against it?
No, I think I'm more for it. I think it's good. I think it sucks where Tennessee's at, and I'm having to pull for it because you're adding two powerhouse teams, and we just utterly suck. But my question is if they do this, when does it take place? I mean, are we talking like 3-4 years down the road?
Yeah, probably
like 2005. Yeah, 2025.
So in theory, let's say in best case scenario, if this coach worked out, this could be a real good thing for Tennessee to spring back. You're kind of putting all of our eggs in Heupel's basket, but
well, then if it didn't, I mean, you're going to be you can hire whatever coach you want. Really? I mean, at that point, like, money, if this were to go through, like money for SEC schools, not that it's much of a problem now, but like it'd never be a problem.
Well, that's not, I'd hate to see our problem now. We're not willing to spend it. As far as like going out,
but that's what I'm saying. Like you can, there'd be no excuse. Like you'd have as much as you possibly wanted.
We'd find a way,
Davey. You see what I'm saying, though? Like where they say, "Oh, we can't afford to pay a coach $10 million a year. What if it doesn't work out?" It'd be like, "Well, who cares if we lose $10 million? We got, at that point, God, you'd be bringing in like $75 million a year just from the SEC split."
Well, let's say that, you know, I don't think I'm beat down, right, as a Tennessee fan, just like everybody else. But I don't think in 4 years we're going to be where we're at now. I don't think it's – I don't want to say it's not possible, but, I mean, we're bad. We're not even middle of the SEC, guys. We're probably the lower – we're probably lower third tier. You could argue that Kentucky and South Carolina are better programs than Tennessee right now.
Well, if we go into that 16-team – conference and you look at it, Tennessee's definitely in the bottom four as of right now.
So there, I think in 4 years, I'm a proponent of keeping Alabama every year. I don't want to drop them. I know everybody's beat down. Everybody's tired of losing to them every year in and year out, and I am too, but I just don't think you drop that series. At some point, and I don't know when it's going to be. It could be this year, or that could be in 10 years. I have no idea. But we'll beat them. And when we beat them, we'll start beating them like a drum, and we'll go on a streak just like we always do. They're not going to stay dominant forever, and that some of these traditional rivalries got to stay intact. And Tennessee Alabama is one of them. I know people argue that Auburn's, but you can talk to a lot of Alabama fans that'll say Tennessee's a bigger rivalry. A lot of older guys than Auburn.
No,
yes you can. Yes you can.
Come on.
Yes you can, dude. No, you can't.
Well, they're wrong, Matt. Now. I'm sorry. Nobody, they're wrong. They're just wrong.
No. Well, nobody's going to tell you that now because we suck balls, man. We're not even good. But you give it, I don't know, give it 4 or 5 years.
No. I thought you said Alabama fans will say that Tennessee's a bigger rivalry than Auburn.
No, I did say that. Some fans will say that.
I agree with him.
Alabama fans say that? I need to meet these Alabama fans.
That's just for a pure hatred out of Auburn. That's not like...
No, you guys got to look at the demographics I'm talking about. I'm not talking about 20, 30, and 40-year-olds. I'm talking 50-year-old guys or older.
Okay, we're projecting to the future, though. That doesn't matter. I don't care what a 50-year-old thought 20 years ago.
Yeah, like that's the same people that still think Minnesota's a powerhouse.
You guys don't care right now because we've been getting our asses handed to us for 15 years straight.
We don't even matter in that argument.
No, dude,
we're talking about Alabama fan.
If we win five in a row, Alabama, we jump that rivalry stick. You guys know how that works.
Not over Auburn, dude. They disown people in that state for that.
But Matt, there have been people killed, literally killed. They got shot after the game because the other person was a fan of the other team.
Yeah, but Auburn's been beating them on and off for the last 15 years. If Auburn were to lose 10 years straight to Alabama and we beat Alabama 5 years in a row, you don't think Tennessee's going to take that hierarchy of rivalries?
It's just
like in a snapshot, yeah. In a snapshot, sure.
Matt, if you grow up in a state that has a true in-state rivalry, I think your perspective would be slightly different. But okay, that's fine. Doesn't matter. That's kind of and off in the weeds part of this.
Yeah, it is. Whatever.
So you think it puts more importance on Heupel?
I definitely think it's between Auburn and Tennessee for Alabama fans. I'd say they'd all probably agree with that.
Yeah, they would. Look, it's Alabama, Florida for us. But my whole thing with this is I think it's good for the SEC for sure. I would love to see Texas and Oklahoma jump in. I would. I just don't want to see – I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. I just don't want to see Tennessee get left behind with some of these rivalries. With Alabama, they drop that right, and that's probably what will happen. Except for one mock I saw where there's eight teams, and Tennessee's in the East with Alabama, Auburn, Florida. You know, which that conference to me looked way more stacked than the West with Texas, Oklahoma, LSU. Currently. But I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I just want to see us in 4 years. I think we've got the potential to be upper echelon SEC if this coach worked out, and this could be a really good thing for Tennessee. And also, at the same time, we could suck for the next 4 years and be worse off and trying to find a new coach, and Tennessee football would just be non-existent for the next 2 decades.
Good luck, Josh Heupel.
Thanks for the call, Matt. All right, when we come back, not only do I have the division set, I think I may even have a scheduling idea as well. I don't know. I'll throw that one out when we brainstorm it.
I had one last point to Matt's point of like not wanting to get left behind. Personally, I would say if you don't want to get left behind, you would just want to have it to where there are no permanent teams you play every year. Like, completely different lookout.
Unless it's Vandy.
They're 5-5 against this last 10.
Yeah, but historically they're the worst team in the conference. Like their ceiling is very, very low.
We'll come back with more. Tell you what I got. Stick with us. Welcome back. Hour two continues live from the Fan Run Studios. This segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com and become a member. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out. They'll do great work for you. Longtime sponsors of the program, and they're the best in the business. All right, I got these divisions done. It's not that hard. There's only two teams I really want to I'm debating moving around. But I think this makes the most sense on the scheduling. We'll talk the scheduling front. All right, so I really kind of wanted to name them, but I didn't get
don't
that
worry
far.
About it. Don't worry about it.
All right, so
the leaders,
and then the legends,
and then the
likeables,
okay. And the lords, leopards.
All right, so this is trying to balance. Geography.
Leapers.
Historical.
Lepers. We'll be in the lepers.
Historical. Maybe not necessarily rivals. Well, I guess you could call it that. And then also keep them as balanced as possible. All right?
All right.
All right.
I'm really interested in this because a month ago we couldn't even read the SEC baseball tournament bracket. So let's see if we can.
It was printed wrong. It was confusing.
I think this is pretty good. All right. I'm going to give you those top two teams in each division again. So you can think of it from a balance of strength standpoint first. Alabama and Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Florida and Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
LSU and A&M.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
I like it.
LSU and A&M, would we agree that that's the weakest of the top two? Although it's really close, right? I mean, LSU.
Right now, yeah.
All right. So that's why.
I think right now those are both better than Auburn, but Bama's just kind of so far out in front.
We talked about how there's a top eight teams, those eight I just gave you,
mm-hmm.
that are significantly better than the rest right now, and how Tennessee is kind of that ninth team because in the historically Tennessee's kind of the ninth team because obviously they're better than some of those teams historically, but as you project, you know, whatever. Arkansas is that kind of next team. So I went Arkansas for the LSU-A&M division. So you got LSU-A&M,
and I think
Arkansas.
Geographically that makes sense.
It makes sense. LSU and Arkansas play for the Golden Boot every year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously A&M is in
I mean,
Texas.
I think things
Arkansas
like that matter,
there.
Right? Like those yeah. are the types of games that fans are going to want every
right.
year no matter what. It's kind of like the Egg Bowl, right? Like you
preserve as much of that as possible.
Right, yeah.
All right. For the Oklahoma and Texas division, I gave them Missouri next because they're right in that range with Arkansas and the Mississippi schools, Missouri.
Not to mention your, you know, Big 12 ties.
Right, exactly. And Missouri won't have – I just think you just make Missouri go play those teams even if they don't want to. I mean, I don't – if you keep A&M away from Oklahoma and Texas in scheduling, which is what everybody wants anyway. So it's
well, consistently, yeah.
It's a peace offering. Yeah, they'll still play them, but right, not in the same division. All right, so that leaves Tennessee as kind of the next team, and you'll see why we had to do it this way. But Tennessee has got to go with Florida and Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes sense.
Yep.
You get Tennessee, Florida every year. You get Tennessee, Georgia every year.
You get your traditional three East teams.
And I'll go ahead and finish out that division, and the reason you can do that is you can just put Vanderbilt in that division. And that keeps all three of those teams with, man, we got kind of that triangle still exists of Florida, Georgia, Tennessee. Vanderbilt's in there. You get.
I bet Vanderbilt loves that.
You get kind of the patty. Well, I mean, Vanderbilt's going to be in a brutal conference no matter what.
That's a good point.
Because they rank last in every ranking category.
Yep.
So, Tennessee's division will be Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. And it's not really a division. You're not playing them extra.
Yeah,
it's just the teams you play every year. Now, Matt and the old-timers are going to hate it. They want to still play Alabama every year. But too bad. Sorry.
Well, and theoretically, I mean, I know you're the one making the schedule, but they could still mandate that game if they wanted to.
We've got 15 wins over Alabama the last 50 years.
I don't know why you would care. Looking forward, I understand why it matters looking back, but looking forward, it shouldn't. I mean, I would enjoy knowing Florida and Georgia and Vanderbilt are going to be on the schedule. Anyway, and you guys can offer up a counter argument at some
point.
Well,
again, that's only three games.
But let me finish it. All right, so that's the Tennessee division. I told you the LSU, A&M, and Arkansas are together. Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri are together. Alabama, Auburn, and the only thing that makes sense is to then go Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss all in the same division.
Mm.
That way they get those in-state rivalries are protected every year. You don't have to make any weird mandate or anything. Mm-hmm. Alabama and Auburn are playing. Mississippi State and Ole Miss are playing. And that's almost perfectly balanced with the strength. So the only teams left are South Carolina and Kentucky. I put Kentucky with Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, and Kentucky because I just feel like Kentucky fits more. Actually, Kentucky doesn't really fit with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So South Carolina, I felt fit more with Arkansas.
Could be West Virginia.
Because they came in with Arkansas into the league.
Mm.
And South Carolina's permanent crossover team right now is A&M. South Carolina really doesn't have a rival in the conference. I mean,
right.
Clemson's their big rival.
And they tried to do that trophy with A&M, and I just didn't
really Georgia, it would be South Carolina's next one, but I just think the Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Vandy is too perfect to mess up. So South Carolina ends up with LSU, A&M, Arkansas, South Carolina, and that leaves Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Kentucky. To me, Kentucky's more of a kind of a frontier state anyway, so they kind of fit with the Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas. They just like ship them west. They're kind of weird anyway. They're like so far north, they're up there with Missouri. The only switch I thought about making is Arkansas over to Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas. That would leave LSU, A&M, Kentucky, and South Carolina. I just didn't like how weak that division is. I feel like Arkansas moving forward will be a slightly stronger team than Kentucky. And also, I didn't want to separate Arkansas from LSU.
Yeah.
I would want to somehow pair up Texas, A&M, and Texas.
They wouldn't go for that, though.
Well,
they don't want to be in the same pod.
I mean,
they hate each other.
In a perfect world, they would go for it and play each other.
Well, they could still. I mean, they still play each other.
You got
two out of every 3 years.
Every in-state team, like every team's that, you know, multiple schools in one state. You have those teams all paired up in the same little like bracket.
Right, but a lot of times they want that game, and right now those two teams don't want that game.
It just doesn't leave anybody left of strength for LSU to play. That's why I think LSU and A&M have to be together. And then you have to give them Arkansas as the next strongest program historically. It makes perfect sense. Now, here's the scheduling thing. All right, if you play the three teams in your division every year, what if you then also play the three teams that finished in the same spot as you the year before? That's six games. And then you would play – I guess the only problem with that is you would do – No. Then you would play three teams all from one of the other divisions that same year. There's your nine-game schedule right there, done and done. So, for example...
So our schedule would be the three in our division.
Florida, Georgia,
Vanderbilt.
The
three that finished where we finished in their division.
Mississippi State, Missouri, Arkansas.
And then an entire remaining division.
Like Oklahoma, Texas, Kentucky.
Yep.
Or LSU, A&M, South Carolina.
That would work.
And so it would just rotate around, and so you would get those.
So that's a nine-game conference schedule, which is what they're working towards anyway. Then you got three out of conference.
Boom. And really, the divisions just set the schedule. Like, I don't know, with standings, I don't know how that would even matter, you know? I mean, you're playing nine out of the 15 teams. Right now you play eight out of the 14 teams. So
well, 13 others. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, you play 8 out of the 13, correct.
All right, we just figured it out. There you go.
And if you want to go
– tweet it.
If you want to go east-west to determine who plays in Atlanta, then Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Vandy, that would be the east. And the west would be Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Kentucky, LSU, A&M, Arkansas, and South Carolina.
It almost feels like, though, you'd have to go to a two-game conference championship. Like the winners of the
– yeah, yeah.
You know, however
– yeah, I wouldn't do winners of divisions. Cause it's going to be – you're going to get a weak team. I would pair up two of the divisions on each side and do the top two teams in each, like Davey said, and cross bracket. So basically it'd be like East 1 or would be Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Vandy. East 2 would be Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. West 1 would be Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Kentucky. West 2 would be LSU, A&M, Arkansas, South Carolina. So two teams out of the West and two teams out of the East would make the SEC championship.
3AM wants to know, why not just play two teams from each other pod and call it done? I think the rotation that you've set out actually – because I don't know how you just pick the other two year in and year out. I think rotating each division annually, I think that makes a lot of sense.
That's what the NFL does.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yep, that's exactly.
I think that makes sense.
This is like it's like an NFL schedule without playing your division twice.
Yeah,
which makes sense because they're not going to go to a 16 game.
No, and that's the problem. It's like you can only fit so many games in, and we play five less games than the NFL does in college.
Right.
So,
what would be interesting regular though, season. Is if you finish first. So, like, listen to. Let's see who has the toughest schedule. Listen to Florida's schedule based on that. Florida plays Georgia, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Alabama, Oklahoma, LSU. And then Auburn, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, for example.
But that's the thing, man. Like, if you do the schedule that way, like, no one gets a break.
Right.
You know, like, God love Tennessee, but Alabama's gotten a big break on the crossover game for 14 years in a row.
Well, and it would create some parity. It would, because, like, if you're
– yeah, unless you're just dominant, like, say goodbye to an undefeated national championship season. Like, you're going to lose two games.
Let's say you're Kentucky and you finish fourth in your division – last and you cycled up. You got that team. They're all returning, and so your schedule could be Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, but then you still have to play an entire division. So the weakest possibility would be you then get LSU, A&M, Arkansas.
You also have to remember, I mean, based off this format, if the other conferences don't update, we know this is the power. Like, the power conference, you could see 5 out of 12 teams likely make the playoff from this conference.
Didn't I see somewhere it could be 6?
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be the max, right?
Well, they said, you got to get a power 5, but if the Big 12 disbands, that's going to change their qualifications.
I doubt they'll disband, but I am anxious to see what it looks like. Because what is it right now? The Big Ten has 14 teams. The Big 12 has 10 teams. And they're about to lose king and queen of the...
I mean, they'll have 8. And the thing they hold their pride on now is like it's 8. The one conference that everybody plays everybody else in their non-conference
games. That's what I said. Like, they'd have to just go get two more. They'd have to go get... they'd have to convince BYU to join and then probably like a Boise State or something. They'd have to. If they wanted to remain relevant. And frankly, they'd probably be... better set to go get two more, at least get to 12. I realize that means, you know, you wouldn't play everybody every year, but, I mean, I don't know why they're so clinging to that anyway. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen anywhere else. Who cares? Determine a champion. Any move for 13 games in the near future?
No, just because the college football playoff is going to have a lot of extra games on top of it.
That's true. But that is only for 12 teams. I mean, it's all about money, right? I mean,
but they're also going – I think they will hold on to the fact of it's like
– if they added another game but guaranteed 2 bye weeks each – I think it could work. The 13-game schedule would be kind of weird. But, I mean, if you added an extra bye week, you'd have to extend the schedule a little bit. Maybe bump up the start week, add the bye week, bump it back into first week of December. Instead of playing your conference championship games, you get one more game and then conference championship.
Yeah, but they also kind of have that unwritten rule with the NFL to where they won't play games on the same like day.
No, I know. Which, I mean, the NFL kind of dunked on that anyway, going to Thursday night.
How?
Well, because, I mean, that was their agreement, and then all of a sudden the NFL was like, well, we're going to go on Thursday night. And they keep saying if they keep playing on Friday night and mess with the high school football schedule, that the NFL is going to start scheduling games on Saturday. They've threatened that, like, as recently as last year, I believe. Because they're trying to give everybody, like, high school football, that's Friday night. But now you're seeing high school games on ESPN on Saturday. Like, everybody's just trying to get, you know, their game in the primetime slot, which I get. I mean, that's everybody's individual job. I think the whole gentleman's agreement between high school, college, and pro as to when you play your games, I don't think that's going to matter much anymore.
I mean, the NFL's going to win that war.
No, 100%. 100%. I mean, the majority of the time, yes. That said, if Tennessee's playing Florida at the same time Dallas and Philadelphia, like, I know what I'm watching.
The TV networks, though, would want the NFL game.
But that's the thing. The networks are, I don't want to say they're going away, but you can have so many more options. Now, that's what Greg Sankey was saying. By the time we get this ESPN deal done, they're going to be able to announce game times, like, for the entire season, like, right now. Yeah. Like, gone will be the week of flex and what time we're going to play. Is it going to be, like, they're going to announce it basically all ahead of time. You can go stream it on ESPN Plus. They're going to be able to air, like, every game.
Well, that also goes into, at least for Oklahoma and the Big 12 right now, like, a lot of their games kick off at 11 a.m. local time.
Yeah.
They don't like that. They want to have the, like, that Nebraska game that they've got coming up, to where even the Big 12 tried to help, but the TV, I think it was Fox, was just like, no, you guys are playing at 11 for Oklahoma-Nebraska, even though it's like that game of the century or whatever they're going to call it. And so they want more primetime games.
Well, they moved a lot of their – Big Ten did the same thing. They put a lot of their big games at noon to compete with the fact that the SEC games at noon were junk. So they were trying to steal, like, do I want to watch Mississippi State, Kentucky at noon, or do I want to flip over and watch the, you know, Red River rivalry at noon? It's like Ohio State, Michigan always play at noon. It's weird. But by doing that, they put the primetime game in the non-primetime slot, but anybody who's watching college football is going to be tuning into that as opposed to, you know, Tennessee Tech. I mean, if this were to happen, like, gone is that one week every year where it's like, man, there's just no good SEC games this week. It'd be, how would you, I mean, you couldn't avoid it. And then what about the out-of-conference stuff? So, like, if you go to nine conference games, like, Florida's not giving up Florida State. South Carolina and Clemson, like, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, is Georgia giving up Georgia Tech at that point? Probably not. So.
No, they'll probably just play their rival and then try and get two just.
I mean,
terrible. Off, games.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Which that's unfortunate, because then gone is that big, you know, like, Georgia Clemson would just disappear forever, even though I thought that was stupid by Kirby Smart in the first place. Saying we need a tougher schedule.
I don't know how they play that. I mean, Georgia should schedule Georgia Tech and then, like, Georgia State and then, like, Georgia Southern and call it done. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Tennessee can still play a big game, I guess, if they want to.
Yeah. I mean, just because in-state rivals in the conference.
You're getting that big game built in with the ninth game in the schedule most, you know, a lot of years. Anyway.
Right, yeah.
I mean, if you're playing the Oklahoma-Texas, if you're cross-matched up with that one in that year, like, you're going to get Oklahoma and Texas in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of that. Or if you get the LSU A&M division, like, you're playing both those teams in addition to
– Well, I mean, the reality is there's – some other rotational. Yeah, I mean, you're guaranteed your divisional rivalry. I mean, because at that point, I guess all those would become that. And then you're guaranteed A&M, LSU, Bama, Auburn, or Texas, Oklahoma every single year. Yo. How would you do that, though, by the way? Would you do, because you're saying play one division each year, do you do it 2 years in a row and do home and home, or do you just, the next time through the rotation, you just flip the fields? Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious. Just
flip it as you go, I think.
So, theoretically, that means every year you'd have, you'd have five home games and four away 1 year, and then four home games and five away the next?
Yeah.
be so with your out of conference, that'd be 6 or 7.
Well,
or 8 on the 5.
Florida and Georgia already play neutral. Tennessee and Vandy could play in just play in Nashville at the big stadium. It'd still be mostly orange. And then if these other
Oklahoma, Texas, they play neutral. Texas State Fair.
So it's that's already built in too. God, my plan's so good.
LSU and A&M could play in Arlington. If they played early each year. I don't know if they'd want that. You could do that. Just move one to a neutral site, make it 4-4 each year. 4 home, 4 away, 1 neutral, and then you've got the 3 non-conference games to do with whatever you want. You want to schedule a home and home? Go for it. Neutral site, go. You want all 3 at home? Go for it. All right.
I'm tweeting it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to go ahead and just send that in to make sure you get credit for it.
I just called them East, Mid-East, West, and Midwest.
Mid-East.
Yeah.
Come on, we can work on that.
It's where Alabama and Auburn are.
Mideast?
Yeah.
The Middle East? Well, Alabama.
There's Middle East Tennessee.
What would you prefer me to call it? I was going to call it the Cotton Division, but I thought people might get mad
about
that.
Don't do that. That's awful. It's awful.
Well, it's Alabama, Mississippi. It's just a
state. No, it's just, yeah. But,
exactly.
Yeah, you can't do it.
I'll
come up with names for the divisions here in a second. I gotta think about it. You could name, you could do them like famous SEC commissioners. The Sankey division, the Slive division, the Kramer. I want to be the Kramer.
Giddy up. The Kramer?
Yeah, the Kramer. Roy Kramer.
Why don't we just do them as Seinfeld characters then?
Oh, yeah.
George,
yeah.
Elaine.
George, Jerry, Kramer.
We'd be in the Newman division.
Newman. That's the one. Doesn't have to be men's names. Yes, it does. It has to be men's names. It's a men's sport. Jerry, Kramer,
Nine
George,
more.
Newman. That's right. Vanderbilt would have to. Vanderbilt can be in their own division, the Elaine division.
Okay.
Well, you don't like it? I'll work on it. I'll work on that. Oh, just do it. I
just need a Mid-East change.
Just do the.
I think Midwest works.
Just do first down, second down, third down, fourth down.
What?
It's third down. Let's
yeah, absolutely
third down.
Not. That's terrible.
It was a joke.
I'm
not serious.
I mean, never know.
What's another name for the states of Alabama and Mississippi?
Hell. Dixie.
Yeah, I was going to say. The first thing I thought of was Dixie. You can't use that either, though.
I know. Canceled.
The
Antebellum.
Stop it. The Delta? Delta Division?
Delta.
No, Delta variant. Can't do it.
Oh,
so, taken away. I'm sorry.
Words are all done.
I was
done.
Thinking of Mississippi River Delta, and then now Delta variant of COVID did just be a big mess.
River.
River.
Flat.
We'd be the Lake Division.
The Yellowhammer Division.
Yeah, I'm sure the Auburn people would love the Yellowhammer Division. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't they?
We just call it the Rivalry
Division. That's their state bird.
Yeah, but it's Bama's fight song.
Oh, is it?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not a fight song enthusiast.
Rammer Jammer, Yellowhammer, give them hell, Alabama.
I am a bird enthusiast.
Is the Yellowhammer really a bird?
What about the Gulf?
I never knew that's where that came from.
The Gulf Division?
For Louisiana, Texas A&M?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Well,
for Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi.
It's actually called the Northern Flicker, but in parentheses it says Yellowhammer Woodpecker.
I would say Texas A&M and LSU should be in the Gulf.
Gulf?
Division.
LSU, A&M, Arkansas, and South Carolina. I was just
calling South Carolina's on
Midwest.
The Atlantic.
It doesn't matter.
Just the ocean front.
Water.
Water, yeah, water. That's
it'll be
it.
Like Captain Planet.
Water,
names.
Perfect. Water, there it is.
That's Arkansas, LSU, A&M.
We're being
LSU.
So we got Earth, Fire,
okay.
Wind, Water.
All right. So
no, it's
on.
Perfect. Like Missouri, Oklahoma, that's wind. They got a lot of wind farms out there.
Okay. Okay. I'm working on this.
Water.
Wait.
We
water?
Be Earth.
We're Earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Because Florida's Gainesville. It's not really.
Right. They're not on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then fire. Who's fire?
It's hot. Hotter down there.
Alabama. Yeah.
Fire.
Fire. So we got. So Earth is Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Vanderbilt.
Earth.
Fire is Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And Earth and fire play each other or in the same,
yeah.
You know, standings.
Fire would be good for the division that has Alabama.
And the conference's theme song is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I was thinking Captain Planet.
Wind.
And all of us have heart.
Wind is Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, and Kentucky.
Yeah.
And water is LSU, A&M, Arkansas, and South Carolina.
Beautiful.
Is fire the one with Alabama in it?
Yes.
Good, because Albertville, Alabama is the fire hydrant capital of the world.
Earth, fire, wind, water. Perfect. Nailed it. See, I told you I could do it.
Yeah, there you go.
I just needed a second. Creative director. Mm-hmm. You know.
Final segment.
That's how it works.
Next. Final segment, hour two, brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at knoxvillesmiles.com. I tweeted out Houston, earth, wind, fire, and water. Played three division opponents, three from the same slot the previous season, and three from a rotating division. There you go. Nine games ago. Done. Pretty balanced, too, if I may say so myself.
Well, you put a lot of work into it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty, pretty, pretty.
So we got to wait till what, 2025 at the earliest?
Yeah.
Billy says, why not just use Central? Yeah, I could.
Nah, it's fine.
Could have gone East, West, Midwest, and Central.
Apparently Dabo Swinney joked that the ACC is now going to try to add Alabama and Auburn.
That's such a dumb joke. Like, be more creative.
Jeez.
He should have said we want to add the Eagles and the Cowboys. Like, that would have been funny.
That's a good point. Good point, buddy.
He loses a little bit of the respect I have for him every year.
It's weird, man. Like, I really liked him 5 years ago.
Yeah, like when he
the more he wins, Maddie, the more he whines and just, I mean, that was that. You're right. That's a bad joke. Eagles and Cowboys, that would have been funny. You're right. Good job, Nate.
Thanks.
Now, he should have gone with a different sport.
Okay. That doesn't make sense, David. How would they do that?
Billy Williford credit for the Central recommendation. I do think of, when I hear the word, I don't know, that makes sense.
We could be the I-75 division. Mm. Vanderbilt just has to come over on 40 a little bit, and they're hitting it. Or the corridor. We could be the corridor.
Corridor. Call that Alabama.
Alabama and Auburn could be that. That could be the Deep South division.
Now that's the clickety clack, because you know you get on those cement interstations. Click, 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 click.
Buddy, I drove the entire 65.
Sucks, doesn't
it? Was awful.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
So that's click clack.
A flat tire, one lane, reduced speed. Oh, man. Speeding fines doubled.
Of course,
division.
Yeah. There you go.
speed. The Mississippi State could be this the lower education division.
Oh yeah, the LE.
Yeah.
Tornado Alley's got to be a nickname for one of them.
Mm.
That's Oklahoma, Texas.
Well, that's why
Kentucky's a problem. Can we just get rid of them?
They really are. They just don't fit.
I'm with Adam. Let's go for West Virginia.
Can we give Kentucky to the Big Ten?
It's where they're recruiting anyway.
Can we give them to the Big Ten and we'll take
Nebraska? Put them with Oklahoma and Texas.
Nah.
Oh, can you imagine?
I mean, Nebraska wants out.
Yeah.
Could work.
It'd be Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, and Nebraska.
The band is back together.
It's the Southeastern Kentucky, Conference, Western Division.
The old 12-4, we'll call it. Do what?
Bring on West Virginia.
We can call it Southwest if you want.
Yeah, I was just trying to steal from the Big Ten or the Big 12. We'll
kick Vandy out and we'll take West Virginia. We'll play them every year.
I could do that. Yeah, Vandy and Kentucky can get. Mm-hmm. We'll take West Virginia. You like Nebraska? Nebraska?
Yeah. If we're to have to trade with the Big Ten,
what Oklahoma State? Can they come too?
That's Big 12. That's a whole other animal.
Well, sure. Everyone's leaving the Big 12. They might disband.
Let's go to 32 teams and just pick all the ones we like, and just that's it. No one else matters. So we'll take Clemson and Notre Dame, West Virginia.
Miami, Florida State.
Yeah, there you go.
West Virginia.
That's what Sankey should really
Kentucky
do.
Kentucky gone.
He should.
You need Kentucky for basketball.
He
though.
Should send out invites. To
sounds like that's what he's doing, brother. I think that's what he did here.
He's just getting ready to take over when the NCAA collapses. He's just slowly reaching out, grabbing. Some
I mean, we
teams,
joked about it on Monday, but no one is better positioned right now than Greg Sankey to be the commissioner of college football.
He needs to send out 18 invitations and say, "You're the first 18. If you decline, I'm going to the next on the list."
The old Mac Brown.
You have until Friday at 5.
You're the top quarterback on our board. Do you want to come? This offer will rescind in 5 seconds if you don't take it. Can I have some time to think about it, Coach?
Nope.
You're quarterback number 2 on our board. Yep. Congratulations. Couldn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Brown apparently had a pretty big grin on his face when he was asked about Oklahoma and
Tech.
Yeah, he made the joke like we almost – apparently they were 30 minutes, Texas was, from joining the Pac-10 in 2010, I believe. Said so they were 30 minutes away. Like it was almost a done deal. Boy, SEC Survivor would be a freaking mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. We'd have to get more helmets.
That's true. That wouldn't be too bad. Just 4 more. I don't know. We might have to add in a couple more specials.
Be tough.
This is... Is it not weird that Texas and Oklahoma still have to be in the big... Like, this is... I don't know when this was, like, going to break... You know, if A&M floated this early, I get it. But let's say, like, Texas and Oklahoma are working behind the scenes and they want to keep this quiet for 2 years and play one season under the Big 12. No, but now it's, like, 4 years. You've got to play 4 seasons in the conference. I mean, if you're the conference, are you blackballing Texas and Oklahoma a little bit? Like, if you're Bowlesby, are you paying off some refs to make
absolutely.
Sure that those? I mean, but that's the thing. If they make the playoff, you're getting paid.
Yeah, you
the conference
money.
Gets money, so I don't think you'd want to, you know, you wouldn't want to hamstring them too much. But also, you don't want them to get so big and powerful right before they. That's a catch 22.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what I mean. What do you do right now if you're Bowlesby? Like you're about to go to 8 teams. Who's your first call if you're Bowlesby and you want to get back up to 10? I think it is BYU and Boise State for me.
Yeah, and then
maybe Nebraska.
Geography doesn't matter.
You try to get Nebraska back?
You know, UCF and Memphis, Houston.
I mean, it doesn't matter. They got West Virginia.
Yeah.
Like they've already proven that.
No, West Virginia won't leave for the money. They won't be able to get more than what they're making now.
Hmm?
Well, sorry.
No, they're already
there.
Already...
I meant to say Nebraska.
Oh, okay, yeah. And that's why they left in the first place anyway. It just sucks for Nebraska because they are bottom. I mean, it's weird that the Big Ten treats Nebraska like slime on their shoe,
mm-hmm.
whereas, I mean, I guess we're kind of doing that to A&M if we had Texas. Like, that's why they left. They didn't want to be, you know, tied with Texas. And now we're just like, sorry, buddy. You're still – should – Do A&M and Missouri deserve a vote here? Like, what's the... I mean, they haven't even been members of the conference for 10 years.
I saw that put out. Yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty hypocritical if you're A&M. It's like Texas is trying to do exactly what you did.
Yeah.
And they don't want them to do it.
Dan says get Colorado and Nebraska back if they lose Oklahoma and Texas.
That's right, because Colorado's in the Pac-12 now. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be bad. See what I'm saying? Like, we're going forward by probably going a lot backwards. Like, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I think he should do that. He should just offer 18 invitations. I'm not even kidding. And just say, this is college football. Like, if you're not in the top 32, like, we don't need you.
I don't know if you
thought... And the luckiest people...
I don't know if you
thought
I was
kidding. The luckiest schools on the planet would be Vanderbilt and Kentucky. Or not, they're good at basketball, at least. But Vanderbilt...
They're good at baseball.
You know... South Carolina, like some of these schools. Yeah, I guess so. The schools are just already in. Like, they wouldn't make the top 32. Vanderbilt wouldn't make the top 32
no
athletic
no
programs
chance.
Nationwide, but.
In by association.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or maybe go 48, you know? You want to get Stanford?
Or
UCLA.
Just all 65 and then maybe call up a couple more.
There's a lot of crappy ones we can just leave out.
Bump I get it.
Down.
We get all 65 teams and then we break them into 5 different sub conferences.
You know.
We'll call them The Power Five.
But there's
see what I'm saying? Like we're going,
but there's a break line where the
you're team, just moving. You're just
Where you add a team and they don't bring as much money as you'd have to pay them. That's the point.
Isn't that what we did with Missouri? Like we thought we'd get the St. Louis market and it just hadn't really panned out?
Maybe.
They thought like Oklahoma, that's why Texas they went after add. Missouri. They wanted St. Louis TV and they didn't get it. Or they haven't gotten it.
Our three next.
FanDuel Sports